Dr. Angelica, and I'm here with another episode of Dr. Angelica's Secrets, and I hope that you don't mind that I did some very heavy recording in the last segment because we were just before a full moon. There's a lot of drug use with full moons, and as you know, I have more than a decade of experience with not just the effects of drugs, but with children who commit suicide because of drug use. So I want to ask you, really, are you accepting the transitions of your life? Are you accepting that we are moving from 12-12? Are you accepting that we are moving into a new time where no matter how scary the transition is, it's kind of like opening a portal into the universe, and that new things will be coming to you, from you, through you, as you transcend where you currently are? This might change your body, might change your brain, might change your relationships, might even change where you're living and who you are interacting with. So I encourage you in this time of 12-12 to accept the transition no matter what your fears are. It's supposed to feel scary and uncomfortable. I remember once many years ago when I had this real desire to learn how to ski, and I went to ski school for a whole week near Mont-Tremblant in Quebec. And on the third or fourth day, the instructor said, "All right, we're going to go down a hill and make sure that you really dig in with your skis." And I'm going, just a minute, I don't know if I can do this. And as we followed her and got to the edge, it was literally a sheer cliff all the way down. Well, there was more than one face plant, but we all survived it. No bones were broken. And we sure learned a lot about receiving and accepting challenge, receiving and accepting risk, receiving and accepting reward. So movement from the known to the unknown is a gateway to transformation. And this is also what's shown in the brain. So there are specific gateways and portals in the brain that are affected by Hertz frequency. I've been talking about Hertz frequency for more than 7 years now. I learned about the quantum more than a decade ago and have been working with the quantum and Hertz frequencies in my healing for all of this time. So as we layer Hertz frequency on Hertz frequency on Hertz frequency, so as we layer light and sound and body chemistry and amino acids and essential oils all onto each other, the Hertz frequency of that body has no choice but to change. There's also a very powerful modality called Access Consciousness that literally deletes, like pushing Control-Alt-Delete on the power buttons of your brain, that deletes negative memories. And in all of my years of experience, unless you delete those memories, the actions that you take will continue to erode your success. So as much as transformation is movement from the known into the unknown, when you move with it, even though you may not see your destination, believing that it will be good, believing that this is your soul's growth, in that transformation, as you move more from away from pain and towards the state of joy and constantly being in that state of joy, there you will find your bliss. The Bible says, where your heart is, there shall your treasure be also. So as we accept our vulnerability, because we don't know it all, because we are learning to integrate fears into the new experience, and learning to be humble with the intelligence that runs the universe. And believe me, the universe absolutely knows where you need to be, knows who your tribe is, knows who your people are, knows where what country, city, state you need to be living in and working in. So as we listen to the inner spirit transforming our lives, we need to sometimes go into silence to find the answers. And that's kind of where I was the last few days, because the energy of the 12-12 full moon with its chaos was so transformative for me that I absolutely had to stop my world and restart it again. Getting out of human ego and accepting endings is part of life. And as we accept this new state, which may be uncomfortable and even traumatic, as we accept with grace and with gratitude and say, who does this chaos belong to? And if this chaos does not belong to you, why is it showing up in your life? And are you choosing environments which are not positive? Or are you choosing interactions with people that are not of integrity? Or are you choosing institutions that are not of your highest and greatest good? Nothing mortal can stop anything immortal. And so when messages from the universe come to change course, at that point, you really have to look at, is there a death in this situation that you are holding on to that is keeping you from achieving greatness? Is there a death in a relationship that you are holding on to? And is your inner spirit calling you to move forward to something much better? Are you doing things that you need to bring greatness and glory and ease and joy into your life? And if not, why not? That's your miracle magic moment for today. It's Dr. Angelica wishing you a happy day.